Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with lightworkers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests, and I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. Now, the more you understand yourself, the more empowered you can be, right? The more you learn, and I believe that as we grow, we continue to learn all the time, the more we know about ourselves, the more empowered we can be. And personality type expert Joy Balma is on the show today, and she is here to share the secrets that she's discovered to unlock the power of your unique feminine type. Now, based on her best-selling book, Rock Your Feminine Type to Rock Your Business, you're going to hear how to bank on your strengths and bust through your blind spots as you move from struggle to success. So are you ready to meet her? Joy Balma is a visionary business coach for solopreneurs on a mission. For more than 20 years now, Joy has helped women unlock the power of their unique personality type so that they can create the business they love and the success they deserve. She is the author of the best-selling book, Rock Your Feminine Type to Rock Your Business, and she's the creator of the Feminine Type Success System. You can find out more about Joy and her work at rockyourfeminine type.com. Joy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thanks so much for having me here. I'm happy to be here and happy to talk about personality typing.
Well,
empowerment.
Well, yeah, of course, it's so important, that self-knowledge, that drive to learn more, to discover more, I think, is in all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all seekers to some degree.
That's true. Tell us a bit about who you are and about how you connected with this spiritual path that you're on.
Wow, it's hard to know where to start with that. Gosh, spiritual path. I think I've always been sort of rather mystical. I come from a lineage of spiritual seekers. My grandmother had a guru at the turn of the century and was into theosophy, and I think that was passed along to me to ask deeper questions. And I used to ask my mom what we were doing here when I was about 9 or 10, and she didn't really quite know how to answer that. Like, what are we really doing here? So I've always been a questioner and was never really satisfied with pat answers. And my feminine type is the seeker. So that fits, right?
Yeah.
And I rarely tell this story, but I really like to say that I climbed out from underneath an ashram rock to write this book. Because one of my spiritual teachers had told me, and this is like maybe my 100th spiritual teacher, my last spiritual teacher, actually, because I decided that I needed to go solo after really 30 years of looking outside of myself for answers and looking to spiritual teachers. But the teacher said, if anyone here has gifts or something to teach, you need to bring it online right now, because the consciousness of the planet is in dire need of to uplift the consciousness of the planet. So we can't sit around and meditate. And if you have something to share, you really need to be also out there sharing. So this is one of the inspirations to write this book, because I don't want to say I stopped my spiritual search, but I stopped that vein of my spiritual path, which was always looking outside of myself, other spiritual teachers. And I realized I had a lot to share from 20 years of being a acupuncturist and life coach and personality type expert. And my wellness center for women had really become a laboratory for working with women in transformation and change. And I just learned a lot about women and patterns and how to create change for women. And so I started to become interested in writing this book to share this system that I eventually created, which was really an amalgam of many systems that I had been using, like the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, and the five elements of Chinese medicine. And what I was looking for was to create a very streamlined system that really focused on women. Because what I discovered was that women have a very different relationship with money and power and business and success. And ironically, you'd think this doesn't have anything to do with spirituality, but it really has to do with owning our worth and our power. You know what I mean? It's not power in a, like, necessarily a money sense, but power to own our worth and to understand ourselves as creators.
Well, and so, part of stepping into that worth is that it's exactly that shift that you're talking about when we realize that we get to that place where we've collected so much information, we've taken so much classes, we've had so many spiritual teachers, and then we get to that place where it all hangs in the balance and it's time to put it to work, to use the resource, to make the change, to step into action, to actualize the knowledge that we've stored up. And that's what it sounds like you're talking about. How do we take that combined experience, all those years, and put it and create something that people can use to empower themselves? That's huge. And what I see in my work, Joy, is that this is happening with teachers and healers and intuitives and way showers and whatever you want to call them all over the world.
I know. We're in a feminine renaissance. Women are coming out and sharing these, what could be considered more, you know, feminine arts. And we're no longer wanting them to be marginalized. And we're healing the world doing it.
Yeah.
So it's really an amazing time we're in.
Well, and it's at a time when that, what's the right way to say it? When the difference between what happens on the small level, individual healing, individual empowerment, comes really close to and resonates strongly with what we do on a global level. And so you're right. As we heal ourselves, we can also be healing the world.
Absolutely right. And so business, I used to think that business and spirituality, money and spirituality were not connected. There was a huge disconnect. And this is one of the big patterns that I discovered in myself that was causing me a lot of trouble, because I felt unattached money and unattached to, you know, I wanted to serve, but I wasn't committed to it. I didn't understand how business is a spiritual path. So in a way, when I left sort of that traditional spiritual teacher, guru, disciple relationship, I was went headlong into my business and realized this is a spiritual path, okay? And women need to know this and to see how, like you're saying, we mirror the macro and the micro, right? And we find spirituality right where we are. And it will, our challenges are spiritual, right? We don't have to run off to India or, this is a big lesson that I had to learn too, is it's right here every day. And your business is challenges you to own your worth and your power and your value as a spiritual being.
And that looking at business as a spiritual path also calls people into relationship with that discipline that I think is so important if you're going to be what you call a solopreneur, which I really like. If you're going to have your own business, if you're going to run the show, there's discipline involved in that, and it is impossible to have that kind of discipline without self-knowledge, without understanding.
Absolutely. There is no escapism. As a matter of fact, you're going to go in deeper than you ever knew you had to go into yourself to gain self-awareness. And this is what my book offers, is it's really a manual for self-awareness, of looking at your patterns, and underneath our patterns are hidden assumptions and beliefs really about life and about ourselves and about what's possible. So I wanted to help illuminate that for women in particular, for their business.
Now, there are a ton of different personality type systems, from some of the things that you're talking about, like the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs. There's also the, 10 easy steps to determine your personality, in the magazine. And we take those quizzes and we do that work, and then we don't do anything with it. What I like about Rock Your Feminine Type, what I like about the book here, is that we're not only gonna, and we'll get into some of the types and learn a little about them, but you not only encourage people to do the work, like answer the quiz, but then let us know what to do with that once we've got it. It's not just an interesting fun fact. This is something we can find out about, and actually, if we choose to actualize it, make change in our life.
This is one of the things I noticed about all the systems that I was using, was that they really weren't streamlined enough. I mean, if you can't get your transformation like instantly, like you need to move from the typing, finding your type, to the transformation immediately, because sometimes, the ego gets a little hooked up on the typing. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a 2, or I'm a 6, or I'm a INFP, or whatever the number, or even the feminine type. And they get stuck on that. But I wanted to move right into transformation, because typing without transformation is really useless.
Right.
Because it's not going to help you change. So that's, the system is really set up to show you where your shadow is, which is gives you a custom prescription for your transformation. It's right there available. You don't have to take a course. You can just read the book. That was one of the other things with all these other systems, is I spent a lot of money taking these trainings. It's like, this should be like more streamlined, more readily available. And it could be. That was my inspiration as well, is I wanted to create something that was immediately available.
Can you talk about the basic feminine types that you get into in the book, and kind of give us an idea of how you break things down?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. How I structured this was, there are four quadrants, and they represent what I call the four different styles of feminine leadership, what I call the biz types. There are four biz types, and the biz types are the nurturers, the experts, the leaders, and the creatives. And then within each of those, you have two feminine types. So the nurturers are the sweetheart and the saint, the creatives, the muse and the seeker, the leaders are the success girl and the diva, and the expert is the excellence girl and the goddess geek. So you have 8 feminine types and 4 biz types. So that's just the basic lay of the land there.
Now, I was playing with the book last night. I like books you can write in. People who listen to this show know that I really like books where there's exercises to do and I can write things and score things, and so I love it. So I was playing with the book last night, and I had already decided what types I was going to be. Because I know everything, right? So I decided what I was going to be, and when I went through the exercises, I didn't get, I'm not what I thought I was. Do you hear that from people, that when they take this assessment, that they may not fit into the slot where they think they're going to go?
Yes, I have heard. Yes, people do think, oh, I'm going to be this, and then they take the test and they realize, oh, I'm not. And that's fabulous, because it's going to help you see your pattern even better, right?
And it may also, for me, point out, I really wanted to be a saint because I figured, wouldn't that be good? I'd be a nurturer. Saint implies like perfection in nurturing and like all like holy and loving and good and all about relationship and communication.
Right, right, right.
So I thought I'd be that one. What I got was a tie between the goddess geek and the muse.
Okay.
So it was an interesting, it was kind of an interesting blend.
Did you have a third?
I'd have to look and see. And I did bring my book with me. So I'll have to see. Third place is Excellence Girl.
Okay. So you have two scoring very high as experts. Because those are the two in the experts.
Mm-hmm.
So I might, if I was working with you, I might consider you what I would call a double expert.
Okay, well, I do like that. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, yes, better than because you were kind of resisting against the goddess key. Because often, that's why I created the system the way I did, because you have two types, and it shows you the propensity you have is really about that whole expert category, which has to do with excellence. Does that sound familiar for you?
Well, of course. It's so important to be excellent in everything. The shadow side of that, and one of the things that I like about the book is it talks about kind of what are the shadow sides of that, that each one of these types has a shadow side. Each type has superpowers. There's a lot more than just, oh, I fall neatly into this slot, or in my case, maybe I don't fall super neatly into the slot that I thought I had. Can we, before we move off these basic types, can you just give a little snapshot of each one of these so that the listeners can get a handle on what we're talking about here?
Sure. And before we go into just that question, I wanted to say, it's interesting because you were thinking, gosh, it'd be great to be the saint. You know what? The saint has a lot of, you know, shadow stuff too. And I'm a saint. So I know this is one of the things I had to discover.
Uh-huh.
So it's not all, you know, unicorns and rainbows and, you know, you know what I mean?
I do.
So each type has its strength and its challenge. So when you look at each of these biz types with the two feminine types in them, so we're just talking about the expert, and that feminine style of leadership is really committed to excellence, we were just saying. But also, they really are also committed to knowledge and to, they also, you know, have a gift for creating really structure, which is a total gift. It's, you know, you can imagine not having a business and not having any structure or even a life, right?
Right.
Someone who can create order and structure and also efficiency. You know, I say in the book that they really can see what is beautiful and exquisite. They have an eye, they have an eagle eye. So the experts are visionaries. And is this sounding a little better since you're a double expert?
It sounds a little better, yes.
Well, we can talk about maybe after I go through these, we can talk about what you're feeling about that might be negative about that. The nurturer of this type is a feminine style of leadership that is more about, it's like a core motivation that drives them, which really is about service, belonging, connection, and relationship. So they excel at the relationship aspect of business. You know, they're great. They can be great at sales. They are great at customer service and making their people feeling, they help their clients feel comfortable and nurtured. Whereas the experts help their clients feel that they're competent and capable. And they've got this handled. You know, they're going to deliver, you know, what they promise. The creative feminine style of leadership are really the explorers. They love freedom, self-expression, and individuality. And they really inspire people. They're very passionate. And they're the follow your bliss people. And they're really turned on by life and what they're doing. They're very just passionate about what they do. And then the leaders are the feminine types that are really focused and motivated by achievement being influential, money, they put money front and center, and status. So they're usually the women that are, you know, out in front. You know, you see them. They like to be seen. They get visibility. So those are the four styles. And as we just were talking about, sometimes you can be a double, like you can be a double expert or double nurturer, or you can, like for me, I'm a seeker saint, so I'm a nurturer, creative. That's my style of feminine leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a healer and I'm a seeker, right? A writer and a, you know, you can just see from just things I've talked about.
Right.
So far the, how that might play out. It's easy to get confused about, for instance, someone might say, well, Joy, you wrote this book, you have all this knowledge about personality types, why aren't you an expert? Well, I probably have some qualities for sure, but I know that my greatest strengths and my greatest challenges are in these other categories. So the expert category, I might borrow from them, but it isn't where I live. And the reason that's so important is because you want to know both your strengths and your challenges. And if you're challenged, if like in other words, if your challenges aren't the challenges of the saint, then it's kind of no point in identifying yourself as that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not going to help you.
Right.
So it, yeah.
And that makes sense. That makes sense, and it brings a kind of clarity to that. A lot of times, especially, I think for women, we have labels assigned to us by other people, and then we internalize those labels and we think of ourselves as, this is how I really am. And then something comes along that may kind of explode that myth, that may show us that maybe we are a different way. Those labels that my mother put on me, those labels that I thought a good girl was this way, maybe that's not true of me. Maybe that's not where my passion
right.
is. Maybe that's not where my gifts are.
Now, I have run into this a lot, Karen, in my research for this book. A lot of women told me that their parents wanted them to be sweethearts.
Hmm.
That's that feminine type that's super nice and doesn't really, isn't pushy, and they're very lovable. But they never were that. But they were felt, they were being always pushed to be that, like the demure girl, right? And they were like these creative muses that were just waiting to come out. And a number of women told me that it wasn't until either one of their parents passed away and or they had a divorce that they finally came out into their true type. Because up until that point, they were sort of hiding out with trying to be what everyone wanted them to be, whether it was their parents or their husband. So I know a lot of women told me the same story, that they finally had to confess, hey, I'm not that. I'm a diva, or I'm a muse, or I'm a, you know, seeker, or whatever. They came out
uh-huh.
of their personality closet.
And isn't that interesting, that point of transformation, that time when then you have the information in your hand? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to act on that? How are you going to change? If I realize, even if my parents wanted me to be a sweetheart, and I realize that I'm not one, honestly, for me personally, I think my parents were under no illusion that I was going to be a sweetheart. But let's say theoretically, they really right. wanted me to be a sweetheart and I wasn't one. I could spend the rest of my life still trying to conform to that old image. But what you're talking about here are tools to help people get a clearer picture of who they really are. Now, when we come back after the break, we're finding ourselves down at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back after the break, Joy, one of the things that I want to ask you about is to say a little bit about our superpowers. Every one of these categories has got their superpowers. Can you take like 30 seconds just now and give us a teaser of that so that we know what we're coming back to after the break?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it's really hard often for women to see what I call their greatness. You know, we're so used to society telling us, you know, how limited we are, or how we're not good enough. But each different feminine type has a special sauce, okay? And it's like their magic and their mojo. And just before, I'd like to say, just because we were sort of on the sweetheart for a moment, the sweetheart has an amazing superpower, and it's acceptance and kindness. So it's not that we don't want to be a sweetheart. The sweetheart is fantastic. It's just that that may not be exactly what our, you know, our superpower is.
Right.
And so each different type has this special sauce, this magic, and this mojo, and it's what attracts people to them. It's a, like a light, because all have all these archetypal energies within us.
Wonderful.
We all do.
All right. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Joy Balma. Head over to rockyourfeminine-type.com. When we come back with Joy, get your superpowers. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
Oh, this coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment, and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over 1 million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold.
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
And now back to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and we're talking with Joy Balma. She is the author of Rock Your Feminine Type to Rock Your Business, and you can find out more about Joy and her work on her website, which is rockyourfeminine-type.com. Now, of course, I always welcome your comments and questions about the show. If something you are hearing today lights you up, inspires you, if you want to communicate that with me, if you've got an idea for someone who you'd like to hear interviewed on the show, you're very welcome to connect with me through my website, and that is karenhager.com. Now, Joy, before the break, you were starting to tell us about how each of these feminine types has superpowers. And you were talking about how the saint has that ability to be very kind, very accepting. What about some of the other superpowers that go with these types?
Right. Well, it's the superpowers are like your business mojo, and you really need to know what it is because your clients are attracted to this. Wouldn't that be great to know what your clients, you know, what is that special thing that you have that your clients are locking into and really liking? We were just talking about the nurturers before the break. The sweetheart has her superpowers are acceptance and kindness. And she really opens this big, large space for people to be themselves. And it's such a gift that she gives people. And the saint, also a nurturer, her superpowers are intuition and compassion. She really has that empathy, and she really nurtures her clients. And she's also very intuitive. And I talk in the book about how, you know, how to harness that special gift that she has. You know, all these superpowers, we just aren't aware of them as what is a special gift that we are really offering people. Going to the experts, we were just talking about that category too. We're really talking about the excellence girl. She has a flawless execution. How would you like to have that in business?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Exactly. Just flawless. They just make everything just look easy. And you know they do work hard. They are hard workers. But they have that gift that they give their clients, which is also high standards. High standards and flawless execution. The goddess geek is the other type in the expert category. And her gift is her expertise. She goes very, very deep in her subject. When she knows something, she knows all of it. So her superpowers are knowledge and expertise, and people are always clamoring for her services. She makes other people's lives and businesses work because she has knowledge. Does that sound better, Karen?
Now much better. Okay, I'm coming around.
Is it sounding better?
Okay, I'm coming around slowly.
People can't live without her.
Okay, that really, yeah, that helps a lot.
Okay, good, good. The leader feminine biz types are the success girl and the diva. And the success girl, she brings confidence, and she's very ambitious. And this is her superpower because when you're working with somebody, you know, in a business, I mean, don't you want to feel confident?
Sure.
And when you're working with a success girl, you feel, you know, this is going to get done. You know, this job is going to get done, and it's going to get done right. And so she imparts confidence, and she's very ambitious. The diva has courage and charisma. That is her superpower. She's very charismatic. People are like attracted to her like a, you know, bees to honey. And, you know, she's just that she has that largesse of personality. And she has courage. So she is going to be the one that's going to move through any obstacle and think of nothing of it. Obstacles are not something that stop her. So she has that gift. Moving over to the creatives, we have two types. We have the muse and the seeker. And the superpower for the muse is her style and originality. She's the feminine type that has like that signature style, that statement look and feel about her. She's knows how to convey her personality through her her style. She just has that that interesting, intriguing quality about her. You just want to know more. She's also kind of hipster cool, and she kind of brings you into this world, and you just want to be a part of her interesting world. The seeker, her superpowers are her passion for life, her curiosity for life, and also her open-mindedness. This is someone that you want in a brainstorm session. She has just a fountain of ideas and inspiration and passion and creativity. So those are the two creatives who bring you into their world in that unique way.
All
that
those,
kind of cover that? For
all this? Those superpowers sound great. You have said, though, that our strengths can become our weaknesses. So now I've heard all the good things and I've heard all the superpowers.
Right.
I'm feeling kind of good about myself. But then I hear now my strength can become my weakness. And I can see how you take any of these too far. If I'm too kind, if I'm too accepting, I may have a hard time pushing limits. If my personality is so big that I suck all the air out of the room, it's going to be hard for me to make fruitful partnerships with people.
Right.
Is that the kind of thing you're talking about there?
You've got it. Yeah, I like your description. For example, the sweetheart has to be careful not to go overboard with her kindness because she can become a pushover, right? Or the saint has to monitor her giving so she doesn't become a full-time rescuer. And the excellence girl has to let go of control so she can find the flow.
Darn it.
And the goddess geek has to make sure that all her knowledge doesn't turn her into a know-it-all. You know, those sort of things, like each one, I like to think of it like Cinderella being in her diamond-studded carriage. At midnight, it turns into a pumpkin. So you only have until midnight with the good stuff, and then you have to realize, oh, this is turning back into a pumpkin. I've got to manage this a little bit better. And, you know, it's natural to play to our strengths. You know, we said, oh, this is good, then more must be better. That's the problem, actually, that I mean, this is just such a simple way to understand personality typing. You know, you don't want to push your stiletto to the metal with your personality type. You know, you want to say, okay, this is the good stuff. How does it turn into not so good? My challenges, because you know, our strengths are our comfort zone. If a little giving is better, then more is better, even better. So we need to know, okay, how, and this is what I actually really love about my own book, is like it shows you exactly when that point is, when it's turning into your challenge in your business in particular. So you can say, okay, you know, take the foot off the gas and let's look at, then you need to go over and borrow some from your shadow, you know? And that's really what balances you out, ultimately, is to find out what the missing link is here. And that's the shadow. And so if you're a sweetheart, you might need to go and borrow from the courage and from the diva. You know, so the book shows you exactly where to go and borrow those gifts. And I call the shadow unclaimed gifts. Sort of moving into the shadow now. A shadow is where you've got unclaimed gifts. And who doesn't want gifts, right?
That's right.
You claim your gifts. And that's what helps you balance out from not your strengths turning into your weakness. Is to go and borrow from the other archetypal energies, these other feminine types. So, but you'll always be your type, but you're going to be at the highest productivity of your type. So imagine that the sweetheart, her highest potential is to be a successful collaborator. And in order for her to do that, she's going to have to go borrow from her shadow in order to really step onto the stage and gain some more visibility in her business. Have to learn how to speak up and to get her needs met. And she's probably going to have to go borrow that from the leader category. And in that, when she does, then she can move on up into her highest potential. If she doesn't, she sort of stays, you know, in the challenge zone of her type, which might be too much, you know, people pleasing.
Do you see, as you work, I know that you work with clients who come for personality typing, who come for coaching, who come for guidance. Do you see women trying to get started in business, trying to come up with the what is the right area for them, what's the right thing for them to do, do you see them get stuck at this place? Because I know from my work, I see especially the people who are very kind, very accepting, very open, very nurturing, I see them sometimes get stuck at the place where you have to draw a line, where you have to set those boundaries.
Well, I think that the interesting thing about having a business is it's going to show you yourself. Your business is a big giant mirror, no matter what type you are. It's always reflecting you back to you. And it's both fabulous and terrifying at the same time.
That's right.
Because you're always, you know, seeing yourself. And the reason the nurturers often get stuck is because they don't like to even focus on themselves. So they don't often, they sometimes don't even know themselves very well because they're so other focused. So you're working with this feminine quality of focusing so much on other people that they don't even really know themselves, so they can't really, you know, find their niche, and they can't really, it becomes a struggle to find their way in their business because they just have been focused on other people all this time. So then you ask them, well, what's your ideal client and what's your real niche, and they can't get there. Just kind of stuck at go, so they need to sort of do their own uncovering first. Was that the question you were asking?
It does help, and it makes me wonder which of these types is best with abundance, not just attracting the abundance, which I can see how people might want to give things to the diva, but not just attracting abundance, but then also using that in a way that changes the world, that not just furthers the goal of the business, but taps into this deeper healing that we were talking about at the beginning. Which of these are strongest with abundance?
Well, the whole goal of this whole system is that you are, and if you think about it, and I'm going to get to your question in just a second. If you want to harness the power, you know, of your type, you've got to be borrowing from the other types. So the saint, her highest potential is to be the humanitarian entrepreneur, okay? Because she is a big giver. She wants to give. But she's got to go borrow from the success girl to learn how to manifest. The success girl is a powerful manifester. She believes in her power, whereas sometimes the nurturers, you know, they have a lot of self-doubt. So any of these types can, you know, contribute at a high level to humanity. Absolutely. There's not one type. So let's now reverse it. Let's say the success girl is just focused too much on money. She needs to go borrow from the saint to learn to really, the only real joy is contributing to the betterment of the whole. Mm. That's what success ultimately is. So there isn't one type. It's really all these archetypal energies need each other to be whole. And we can't, that's why we don't want to get too stuck too far into our type, that it just creates entropy. That's the word, entropy.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm hearing you say is that as we are aware of who we really are, as we become aware of our strength, of our gifts, of that shadow, as we bring that into balance, that then is where we're sitting in the most centered way, in the most abundant way, in the most powerful way, so that we can give our gifts the way that we are meant to give them, not the way someone else told us we should or maybe we think we ought to.
Yes. And this is really about feminine power. And I'm only focusing on women just because you get better results if you just focus down. So that's why I wrote the book for women, about feminine power, about claiming all your different power. So if you go into each of these categories, who doesn't want to be a powerful manifester, like, you know, the leaders? Who doesn't want that, to be able to execute flawlessly and have that precision and that efficiency and that structure in their business? And of course, we want to be warm and nurturing, and we want to work for the betterment of the whole. That would be the nurturers. And then we want to have that passion and inspiration from the creative. So we want, that's what you're talking about. We want a little bit of the mojo of all of them. So then we rise up to the highest potential of our feminine type. and we can be at the best service. But all of this is about going around and collecting up all the power that we left behind along the way, like you were saying, because we're only told we could be a certain way. And this is what I discovered in my own life, was that I really was giving up on the money aspect because I was really into my saint and my seeker. The seeker's unattached to money because they're spiritual and they're really only focused on the spiritual, not the material. And then the saint is interested in selflessness. And so all of these were just way imbalanced and not really, and they were unconscious. They were unconscious assumptions that I was making. And it wasn't until I said, you know, I recognize that the material is spiritual. And this is really a journey about understanding myself as a spiritual being and as a creator, that this turned around for me. And that I can still be a seeker in a new way, and a saint in a new way. Everything is tempered a little bit more, and I'm not leaving something out, Karen. Like, you know, you don't want to leave money out of your big picture. Money is spiritual because it creates great things on the planet for healing and. You know, we just don't want to leave anything out of our picture. And that's what I discovered I was doing. And I realized, I think a lot of other women, we get compartmentalized into these categories. Oh, I'm just going to be a creative. I'm just an expert. Or we want our wholeness. So it's a really journey to wholeness. And also contribution to humanity. So we can make our contribution to humanity.
It seems to me that part of this would allow us to understand not just ourselves better, but the other people in our lives too, whether those are our personal relationships, whether those are clients or communities who we serve. There's insight here that we can then take and apply to the people we work with as well.
So important to understand other people so we don't take things personally. We somehow think that other people are, I mean, don't you think, Karen, we think that other people are supposed to be like us?
Yeah. Well, the world would be better if everyone was like me. I can tell you that for sure. And if they all did what I told them to, we'd see a big improvement right away.
Right. I think we make that mistake all the time. It's like, why isn't she, you know, answering that question like I think she should answer that question? Or why isn't she doing that like I would do it? You know, if you're a nurturer, you have the nurturer glasses on. If you're an expert, you have your expert glasses on. If you're a creative, you have your, you know, and on and on. And so you see the world through that lens. And so, like you're saying, it's so wonderful to see the whole kaleidoscope. Like, wow, oh, she's doing it in a nurturer way. And then, and what are the gifts of the nurturer? You know, she is genius at creating community and connection and belonging, you know. We would have no groups or, you know, they're like the glue. They do anything to make the community work.
Yeah.
And is that the way of the leaders? No. They're out there being visible. And now, it's not to say that the nurturers can't be visible, and that's what I definitely talk about in the book. You know, step into the shoes of the leader, and the leaders can step into the shoes of the nurturer, vice versa. But like you're saying, it's so important to know, have a bigger bird's eye view of different types so we can have more compassion and empathy and connection with everyone. Sure.
Now, I know that on your website at rockyourfeminintype.com, there's a free ebook there. And I wonder if you can you kind of tell people what they find on your site? There's a lot of resources there and fun stuff to do. Can you give people an idea of what to expect when they head over there?
Yes. I have the free ebook, which is The Secrets of the Four Biz Types, which is an introduction to these biz types that we've been talking about and how extremely important they are for your business to understand them. And the ebook, you know, covers why you need to know the four biz types for business. And that's just a free gift. And I also have the Feminine Type Success Academy, which is really about an advanced coach training in the psychology of feminine types in business. Because,
ooh,
yes, one of the things that started to happen to me and was another inspiration for the book is once I created my system, my clients were getting such rapid, like I've never seen, kind of transformation. I said, I stopped right there. I said, I've got to write this book because women have got to know how to do this. And, you know, when people come to women for coaching, they want to be seen. They want to be understood. They want to find out what's missing. And when you understand the feminine type success system, you can help your clients to rock their business. So the training is starting up this fall, and it's learning the feminine type success system for your own business first, then moving into how to help your clients with their business with the feminine type success system. And then I go into something called biz type branding. This is in the training, and it really has to do with marketing and branding your business by understanding your biz type. And you could, there's a link to buy the book over at Amazon as well.
Wonderful. So that is all at rockyourfeminine-type.com. For the person who's listening here and has not yet read the book, I know they're all going to get books so that they can write in their books too and see find out what type you are, and then email me to let me know how you came out on the, as you did this work. For someone listening who has not yet explored the book, what is the most important thing you might want them to know about their untapped power, their untapped potential?
Well, I think that, you know, self-sabotage and being stuck has become sort of all too accepted and acceptable. And I just want to say that you can move forward, and it's just about self-awareness and just shedding a light. The self-awareness is like a light that gets shined on a dark area. And once that's illuminated, the possibilities are absolutely endless. And you are a powerful creator. And I really want women to own their power as spiritual beings running a business. And it's okay. It's okay to be in the material world. If you're a spiritual seeker or a, you know, no matter what type you are, it's so important to really embrace this journey of being a businesswoman, because it's about really, it's about spiritual discovery and understanding who you are as a spiritual being and a powerful creator.
I was listening to someone teaching on women and money, attracting abundance, manifesting specifically money. And she said that it makes sense when you think about it, that the women should actually have all the money. I'm now apologizing to all the men who are listening. It makes sense that the women should have the money, because who better to use it in the world in a loving way that is also powerful, in a nurturing way that also makes great change, in a way that sustains instead of breaking down. I don't think you can divide the world that neatly into men and women and say that that's true, but it's a wonderful way of talking about, so often as women, we don't embrace our power because that's not supposed to be our thing. And it would be, I don't know, it would be ugly, or we, I don't know, but who better to do that than you listening right now? Who better to step into that power, that abundance, that self-knowledge, that understanding of who you really are? Who better to do that than you?
Yes, you're up to bat.
Yeah, and we are up to bat whether or not we're ready, right? It is time now to step into that, to take that action. Joy, what's next for you? Are there more books, more stuff coming up?
Yes, thanks for asking. I am about halfway through my Rock Your Feminine Money Type. I really want to talk about money. So that's, I think what's in line is more books.
And boy, that's great. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm really glad you're writing about women and money. That's a big deal. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That was Joy Balma, and she is the author of Rock Your Feminine Type to Rock Your Business. You can find out more about Joy and her work at rockyourfeminine type.com. That's rockyourfeminine type.com. And of course, you can always connect with me to let me know what you think about the show. Give me your feedback. Check in with me. What was your feminine type when you did this? How did you come out on this? And I'd love to get your ideas for who you'd like to hear on the show. We're starting to do the programming for moving into 2015, into the new year. I'd love to know, who do you especially like to hear? Who do you want to connect with on this program? Now, thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.